KTW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. Brian Koberger, the man suspected of killing four University of Idaho students last year, will be back in court.
Koberger's defense team has filed new paperwork arguing there is no connection between Koberger and the victims and that there was other male DNA found at the crime scene that was not identified, but prosecutors say Koberger was the killer. And now ABC News learning exclusively that this is not Koberger's first arrest. Records show he was arrested in 2014 for allegedly stealing his sister's phone. That his dad told police Brian Koberger struggled with drugs and had just exited rehab. He served no jail time. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The leader of Belarus says Wagner's group leader is in his country. It comes just days after the leader of the mercenary group led an apparent armed rebellion in Russia, nearly approaching Moscow. Air travelers facing delays and cancellations, United Airlines most affected after storms hit the Northeast. This is ABC News. A familiar face today at the White House, President Biden hosting former President Obama for lunch. The last time the former president was there was in September of 2022 for the unveiling of his official portrait. Another automaker says its future EVs will work with Tesla.
Volvo is the latest automaker to announce its future EVs will adopt the North American Charging Standard, also known as the Tesla Charger. That means starting in 2025, new Volvo EVs will be able to fill up on electricity at more than 12,000 Tesla supercharging stations. The Swedish company says it will offer an adapter to owners of its current EVs. Ford, General Motors, and Rivian have all committed to Tesla's standard in recent weeks. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Baby talk is not just limited to humans. It turns out dolphins also change their tone when addressing their offspring. Research shows when calling out to their calves, a dolphin's pitch is higher than usual. Rena Roy, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
A second person has been connected to a Green Bay homicide. On Monday, authorities referred charges against Prez B. Wade in the March 1st killing of 23-year-old Braxton Phillips of Green Bay. Earlier today, Brown County authorities arrested 21-year-old Kaylana Brunette of Green Bay. At this time, neither Brunette or Wade have been officially charged. The story is developing, and we'll keep you posted.
A man crashed his car into a house while running from police. The incident happened in Oshkosh when the police pulled the man over near South Park Avenue and Knapp Street around 10:25 Monday night. The man sped off and ended up crashing into a house close to the intersection of 5th Avenue and Gunther Street. Police issued a statement saying the man was arrested for six offenses, two of which include hit and run and operating a vehicle while intoxicated. According to WLUK News, the man still has not been charged. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
He might not have a badge, but we have faith in his killer instinct. Celebrate the 10th anniversary of famed detective priest, Father Brown. Stream the new season now, only on BritBox.
That sounds like a marvelous plan.
Plus, watch even more unofficial detectives in much-loved series, including Agatha Christie's Marple, Murder in Provence, and more. Expect intriguing mystery. Expect The Undetectives. Start streaming today at BritBox.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start with the U.S. Supreme Court. Decision just came down, 6-3. Chief Justice Roberts wrote the decision. Just so you know, the way the Supreme Court works, their rules are if the Chief Justice is in the majority, he gets to decide who writes the opinion so he can keep the most important opinions for himself if he wants to. If he's in the minority, the justice with the largest seniority in the majority decides who writes it. Unfortunately, that is frequently, if they're on the other side of one another, is Clarence Thomas. Well, in this case, 6-3, Roberts assigned it to himself. And what it did was, on the surface, gets rid of the independent legislature theory. Remember in Moore v. Harper, I've been talking about this for a while. The Supreme Court, taking a case out of North Carolina, give you the background, and this is a deeper dive in it than a lot of people have thought about or may want to hear, but it's vital for you to know. The bottom line is that even though 6-3, the U.S. Supreme Court seems to have rejected the independent legislature theory, there is a loophole in which the six tarantulas could still affect a presidential election. So here goes. When the North Carolina Supreme Court was Democratic-oriented, in other words, the majority were Democrats, they invalidated a gerrymander that the Republican North Carolina legislature had imposed that basically limited the rights of black voters, lumped them all in one district. The Republican Party sued under the independent legislature theory. And they said that under the Constitution, the legislature can do whatever it wants in any election, even a federal election, even gerrymandering. And the state Supreme Court can't do anything about it. No judge, no state judge, no attorney general, state attorney general can do anything about it. And a majority of the U.S. Supreme Court from time to time in their comments, in their dissents, in their discussions has seemed to give credence to that theory, the independent legislature theory. As Moore v. Harper went on up, there was a change in the North Carolina Supreme Court to Republican from Democrat. And the North Carolina Supreme Court full of Republicans in an extraordinary thing overturned the prior decision of its own court put in by Democrats. It said, no, those districts are just fine. In the meantime, the U.S. Supreme Court had considered the case and had halted any change so that in the 2022 elections, the new gerrymandered Republican districts took effect. They clearly were siding with the Republicans. In this decision that just came down, they're giving the appearance of rejecting the independent legislature theory. But I'm going to tell you why I am suspicious. One of the things that bothered me the most was not just that the court could, the court said these legislatures, these right-wing gerrymandered Republican legislatures could draw their own lines as they did in Wisconsin. We have 8 congressional districts in Wisconsin, only 2 Democrats, 6 Republicans. So it's 3/4 Republican, but they don't even get half the congressional votes. This is going on all over the country. But remember something. When it comes to controlling the presidency, the 6 tarantulas only have to pay attention to 6 states. Why do I say that? What about the other 44 states? Alabama and Mississippi, they don't have to care about. Under any circumstances, it's going to go, those states are going to go Republican. And they don't have to worry about New York and California, because under any, practically any circumstances, those states statewide will go for the Democratic nominee for president. So what are the 6 states that are vital to this? Wisconsin's at the top of the list. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. These are all states with very, very slim margins either way that go back and forth. So here's why I'm deeply suspicious. Everybody has gone on TV today saying, oh, this is great. Because in addition to the 3 Democrats, Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Comey Barrett all went in the majority. So, oh, they've had a conversion. Well, no, they have not had a conversion. I think there's a psychological reason for doing it. And I think there is a sneaky backdoor way for them in the future to achieve the objectives of the Republican Party. The psychological reason is because there has been such an uproar about their Dobbs decision, about a lot of their stripping the Voting Rights Act of most of its teeth. And nobody asked them to do that. Nobody said they could do that. Congress passed it. They just flat out said they didn't like it. They're also the court, remember, that Citizens United, Shelby County, that stripped the Voting Rights Act out, Dobbs. People were getting very angry. And when I raised the issue, and I was not alone, that they could set up under the independent legislature theory a circumstance where state legislatures don't need fake electors, right-wing legislatures. They pick the electors. And the hell with you in the presidential race. People started to get very angry. And remember something, they're not elected. They're in there for life. About 4 of them have been taking money. One of them is as crooked as a dog's hind leg, Clarence Thomas. Took a lot of money over the last 20 years and didn't disclose it. Remember this. Gorsuch had what? He had a cabin out in Colorado. Suddenly he makes $500,000 on it, a fishing cabin that he couldn't sell for 2 years. Head of a big law firm said, boy, I really like that one. I really like that one. And Alito is taking a fishing trip? And so did Scalia, who passed away. $1,000 bottles of wine, $100,000 flight, doesn't report it. Denied that he was drinking $1,000 bottles of wine till somebody ratted on him. The 3 people who were in the minority were all people who took money. They're all people who took money. So I should be rejoicing. We should break out the champagne, right? I mean, what the heck? They say the independent legislature theory is wrong. The legislature can't get away with whatever it wants. it's subject to the state Supreme Court. Okay, that's a margin of victory. But what happens if the state Supreme Court is a crooked Republican court? And what happens if the gerrymandered Republican legislature is a crooked Republican legislature? As we have now with the legislative majority we have, which is illegitimate, it's gerrymandered. And until Janet Protasiewicz got elected, we had three justices vote not to certify Joe Biden. If Brian Hagedorn hadn't hung tough, I have a lot of respect for him, we wouldn't have certified Joe Biden in this state. What I am afraid is the six tarantulas are lying in the weeds. And in the next presidential election, when there are six states that are in contention, because I know how California and New York are going to go. I know how Mississippi and Alabama are going to go. But the six states, we don't know how they're going to go. And if in those six states, they happen to have Republican Supreme Courts and Republican legislatures, they won't call them fake electors. They'll have their Robin Vosses and their Johnson, their Senator Johnson, wave the fake electors and say, these aren't fake anymore. These are the electors. And it's not just the independent legislature theory. We're fully compliant what the Supreme Court did 6-3. The state Supreme Court could weigh in. But what if the state Supreme Court are in bed with the legislature? What if they're the mistresses of the legislature? Then the question becomes, do presidential elections mean anything? And we've had a number of callers, especially Mark from the SAC, point out the 14th Amendment, second paragraph that talks about electors. Any honest, rational Supreme Court justice who read the Constitution would say that what they did in 1788, George Washington was elected president. He was the only guy. There were no elections. Are you kidding me? He just won the Revolutionary War, for Pete's sake. He was there by acclamation, and the state legislatures picked him. Back 100 years ago, by the way, the Constitution also said they should pick the senators. We had such crooked, lazy senators by the end of the 19th century. We had the Fighting Bob La Follette Republican Progressive Movement. Constitutional Amendment kicked in 100 years ago that said they have to be directly elected. But nobody said the presidential electors have to be elected, because that's what had been done for 100 years. They figured that was a done deal. That was a no-brainer. They didn't know that we'd have a crooked Republican Party come along in 2023. Now, there's a lot of people on the line. We're going to be going to a break shortly. I don't want to shortchange anyone. Do not hang up. I'll get to you in order that you call. But I want to cement this in everybody's mind. You'll pick up the paper tomorrow, but go, oh, thank God the Supreme Court 6-3 went our way against the independent legislature theory. Yes, they did. But what they said is, the hook was the state Supreme Court can weigh in. Okay, as long as you have Janet Protasiewicz in the majority, fine, because Janet Protasiewicz and the majority now, if Voss tries to go, we're pick the electors, they're going to go, no, you can't. Even then, the sneaky little thing in this decision is, Roberts said that the federal courts can still weigh in if they want to. So don't just kind of break out the champagne tomorrow. Yes, you can break out maybe a sip, maybe two sips, but don't throw away the bottle right now. This is not going to be resolved until the Supreme Court says that presidential elections are sacred and can't be tampered with. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you
down. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 56. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, 61. Overcast. Chance for scattered storms Thursday and Friday. Upper 70s Thursday, low 80s by Friday. Once again, low of 56 tonight. We should top out at 78 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Do not hang up. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind today, Steve?
Yeah, Voss and Fitzy and Ron would have been licking their chops for that one, I'm sure, for the independent legislator theory. But I think, like you're saying, with these six tarantulas, it's time to just expand the court, make it 13, makes the most sense, and bring back the John Lewis Act.
Right. Well, the John Lewis Act, one of the things that kills me is if Sinema and Manchin had gone along, we would have the John Lewis Act. John Lewis Act is the Voting Rights Act. John Lewis had the hell beaten out of him on that bridge down south, and he stood up for voting rights his entire life. And those two characters stuck a knife in it, and that was wrong. That was very wrong. But the other thing is, remember, there is a Voting Rights Act that was passed in the 60s, and the tarantulas simply said, "Well, we don't need it anymore." What do you mean you don't? Who the hell are they to say they don't need it anymore? I think we need it anymore. Congress should decide whether they need it anymore, not the tarantulas. And so Steve's idea, you can pack the court. That's what Franklin Roosevelt threatened in 1935. They passed the Social Security law. Social Security. You like Social Security? A lot of you take it, do you? Well, you almost didn't have it because the Republican Party. They had tarantulas in the Supreme Court in the 30s, and they go, it's unconstitutional. Roosevelt goes, "Oh, really? Well, we're going to have 13 or 15 justices." And that you can do because in the 19th century, we didn't have nine justices. Sometimes we had six or seven. We went to nine. Finally, there's nothing constitutional about it. They chickened out. One guy flipped. 5-4, they said it was constitutional. I don't mind threatening it. Remember, to do that, you're going to need probably a congressional approval. Right now, you have McCarthy, who sticks a knife in America every time he gets a chance. And then you have Moscow Mitch. He insists on the filibuster, and Manchin and Sinema could vote to overturn it, but they won't. So there are a lot of complications in getting that, Steve, but it's an excellent idea. Next up, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from my day, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. A little hazy today in the Madison area. I guess it's smoke coming down from Canada. That being said, I'm happy about the Supreme Court ruling today, but the fact remains. I have six people on the congressional district in the state tried to sell me down the river, tried to sell my vote out. Russian Ron Johnson, who I don't know how the heck he got reelected. He was carrying around fake electors. He wanted to sell me down the river. Three of the current members of the Supreme Court tried to sell me down the river. For what? For Trump, who tried to sell the whole country down the river here with his classified documents. He's got them laying all around. So this isn't the end of this. You know, this is and I hope Jack Smith investigates all these people, because I don't think it's too funny when I vote for somebody and they try to take my vote away and I'm going to say, sell me down the river. I'm on my high horse today because the Supreme Court is also responsible for Citizens United, which also sold an individual like me down the river. So
right.
Thanks for hearing me out today. I got a little wound up on this stuff because I love the state of Wisconsin. I love the country, and it just drives me nuts. Thanks, Matt.
No, excellent comments. It's not American. What these people are doing is destroying our American democracy, and they're doing it for nothing. What, to appeal to Trump, to keep their offices? They think keep their offices. They're traitors. They're sticking a knife in America. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind, Mark.
Yeah, I'm glad that the Supreme Court made the decision they made today. But each and every one of these Republicans and people, they should be confronted with the question, do you support the Constitution of the United States, including the 14th Amendment, Section 2 of this, unless you can embrace that wholeheartedly, full-throatedly, and are prepared to accept the results of the election based on the votes of the people, you are an oath breaker and have broken fealty to the people of the United States and whatever state you live in. And they should be confronted that every place they go, unless they can say without reservation that, yes, I support the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution as amended has now said that I accept that the Constitution is the law of the land. And if they're unwilling to do this and say that, then you just say oath breaker, oath breaker, oath breaker. I mean, because they're
right.
Betraying their fealty to the United States and to the state that they live in. Unless they can say that without reservation, without any qualifications, that they are in breach of their oath and should be confronted as such. I mean, that...
Right, but you know, Mark, the thing is, you'd ask them that and they'd lie. And so but I want to read the second paragraph of the 14th Amendment, because Mark's brought this up before and it's very true. And it basically says, and what it's really saying is, when the right to vote is denied to Black people, even when they're required to let them vote, the percentage of people that can't vote, that state's congressional representatives will be reduced by that number. So if you don't let half the population vote, say in Mississippi, you lose half your congressman. But here's what it says. When the right to vote at any election for electors for president, vice president, representatives in Congress, or the executive and judicial officers of a state, or the members of the legislature is denied to any of the male inhabitants, which got amended in 1920 for women as well, being 21 years of age or older, the basis of representation shall be reduced in proportion to the number of each citizens that are not permitted to vote. They say the electors for president. They say the electors for vice president. It's the people voting. What's happening is you have people in the Republican Party who think a sneaky thing. This guy Eastman was behind this, and he wasn't alone. It's going, well, let's look back to when George Washington was elected in 1788. The state legislatures picked the electors. Well, yeah. Yeah, they did. That was 1788. The 14th Amendment was 1868, 80 years later. Read the whole Constitution. The Republicans don't want to read the 14th Amendment. The Supreme Court has to come out full frontal and say this. The people vote in the presidential election, and they vote for the electors, and everybody else is a fake elector. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
Me and you. Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it too.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The U.S. issues new sanctions on the Russian mercenary group that carried out a rebellion against Russian military leadership.
The Wagner Group Russian fighters running a lot of the war against Ukraine don't receive all their funding from Russia. That's why the U.S. is now targeting sanctions against four gold companies that are helping pay for those soldiers, including companies in the Central African Republic, UAE, and Russia. U.S. says those companies are funneling resources to Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, who already faces many other U.S. sanctions.
ABC's Andy Field. Today, the Supreme Court rejected arguments by North Carolina Republicans aimed at giving state legislatures sole power to set federal election rules. It preserved the role of state courts on matters like redistricting. Millions of Muslims are making the pilgrimage to Mecca to take part in Hajj this week, the religious gathering returning to full capacity for the first time since the start of the COVID pandemic. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
A man who was killed after driving into oncoming traffic on Highway 57 in Sheboygan County has been identified. 69-year-old Scott K. Hartenberger was pronounced dead at the scene after driving the wrong way and crashing head-on into another car. The incident took place around 11 p.m. on Saturday night near the town of Linden near County Road N. The driver of the other car was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Two men, one from Montana and one from Illinois, are facing charges for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute. The bust took place in Menominee County this past weekend. According to the Menominee County Prosecutor's Office, Bradley Hurd, 44, and DeVell Blackman, 43, were taken into custody after a pound of meth was found in their car by a police canine unit. Both men face 20 years in prison and are being held on $500,000 bond. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-278. Now we go right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jean, what's in your mind today?
Well, thank you, Matt, for this great show, and thank you, Matt, for all you've done for our state, for sharing your knowledge and insights and concerns. And I also want to thank Civic Media and its owner and every person that works for it and all your terrific callers, because without you, we would really be up the creek without a paddle. And, you know, I'm still concerned about the wizard behind the curtain, because the wizard must have said, okay, folks, back off. We can't go in on elephants' legs anymore. We got to go back to the little cat's feet, because the people are aware of what we're doing. And the thing that really got me going, I was excited to hear it this morning when I woke up late because I was watching and researching last night till late night, and I was excited to hear of the decision. But then the first thing that came to my mind is, why wasn't this 100%? why was this not 100%? So that's what I leave you with, and thank you. Keep up the great work. We're so blessed to have you. Thank you, Matt. Bye.
Thank you, Jean. I really appreciate your call and the encouragement. And well, let me build on one thing before we go to the next topic. It was 6-3. All they need is two more votes to switch the other way. But more importantly, think about this. The Republican Party in North Carolina, which engaged in racial gerrymander, liked this opinion, a lot of them. Why is that? Think about it. The opinion says that the state Supreme Court can weigh in on what the legislature does. A legislature, independent of everything, doesn't have the power to do it. But remember what I said earlier. The Supreme Court that overturned the racial gerrymander, the Democratic Supreme Court, was voted out. It's a Republican Supreme Court now in North Carolina, and they reinstated the bad gerrymander and said it was fine. So the question now going up will be, which Supreme Court should you give credence to? And my fear and my belief is that the tarantulas will say, well, yeah, the Supreme Court can weigh in, but it's the most recent decision, and therefore this gerrymander stays. In other words, it's a slipknot, and Gene, I think, put it exactly right. The wizard behind the screen heard people start to scream and basically say, if you strip us of our right to vote for president, we're not going to put up with it, with a couple of crooked judges who are taking money and do it this way, the elephant's feet as opposed to the little cat's feet. This is a cat step. However, the proof of the pudding, the issue to keep in mind, always keep in mind, first of all, you have to defend democracy and liberty every day, every second. You have to be aware of history in the making. Number two, the decision that's going to be made, I want to put this so that this gets through to everybody. The decision that's going to be made, and the vital one, will be when a state legislature in one of the six contested states and the Supreme Court are both of the same party, both Republicans, and they don't give a rat's patoot about the Constitution or America or our democracy. When that happens, they are going to go with their own fake electors and not call them fake. They'll say, these are the electors. The state legislature says so, the gerrymandered legislature. And the state Supreme Court, and this almost happened, by the way, in the last presidential election. Remember, the state Supreme Court, 3 of the 7 voted not to certify Joe Biden. And all Voss had to do, if he had gotten the 4th one, Brian Hagedorn, would say, well, the state Supreme Court said, here it is. And here's, these aren't fake electors. He'll cross out the word fake. These are the electors. And what everybody did in Milwaukee and Madison, Rhinelander, how about where I have relatives? How about Ladysmith, Jump River, Hayward, Wisconsin Rapids, Random Lake, and Monroe? We don't care what you did. We don't care what you did. And if a couple of those 6 states do that, the tarantulas can pick and the gerrymandered legislatures can A, gerrymander themselves every 10 years, and B, pick the president of the United States until enough of the Supreme Court justices die. However, if they've installed Trump-like Republicans the whole time, you're going to end up with essentially a Putin-type regime. This is happening in America. Now, it is possible that Roberts, Amy Coney Barrett, and Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh are young, have seen the light on this and won't agree to that, won't agree to people overturning presidential elections. But the Constitution says the state legislators pick the majority, the electors. But the 14th Amendment talks about people voting for those electors. The 14th Amendment was passed in 1868. The rest of it was the fruit of George Washington and that our great founding fathers back in 1788 when he first took office, going, well, the state legislature can do it. For one thing, they wouldn't let Indians vote. They wouldn't let black people vote. They wouldn't let women vote. And a lot of places wouldn't let you vote if you rented. You had to be a landowner. It was the English system. In England, you had these rotten boroughs. Let me tell you something. Remember Downton Abbey? You like Downton Abbey? You'd have estates like Downton Abbey that have their own member of parliament. And the head of household there, because women couldn't vote, the father would say, okay, my son's in parliament. And then Birmingham or Manchester, which had a ton of people and working people, they got one member of parliament too. And one reason why England has declined is because they were very slow to get away from that. And they still have a House of Lords that's not elected. If you were the Thane of Cawdor, and I'm kidding, reference to Macbeth, but you're the Earl of Norfolk, Duke of Norfolk, and you can sit there, you can be dumber than hell. Many of them are just dumber than hell. Bishops are appointed to the House of Lords without being elected, and they get to weigh in on legislation. And that's why England, Britain's economy has slipped behind India, whom they colonized. Britain was the fifth largest economy in the world. Now it's India, and they slipped, and they're going to keep slipping unless they get rid of the House of Lords and, quite frankly, make their king a lot more just ceremonial than he is right now. That spilled over a little bit into the thinking after the Revolutionary War, even though we beat Britain in the Revolutionary War. And we unpacked that through the 19th century. We finally had to have a constitutional amendment 100 years ago to directly elect senators, but we never did it for president. We thought the 14th Amendment took care of that in 1868. We could not visualize six tarantulas. And they're not alone. There are tarantulas in the Congress, in the Republican caucus. There are tarantulas in the Senate Republican caucus. We have a senator that walked around with fake electors in his pocket from Michigan to hide it, so it didn't look like he was screwing his own state. Somebody else in another state would screw Wisconsin. This is happening right now as I'm talking. This is happening. This history is happening. All right, let me talk about fascism creeping in on little cat's feet. You think that can't happen in Wisconsin? Well, take a look at Megan Wolf. You know who Megan Wolf is? She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. She's excellent. She's tough. She's honest. Did a hell of a job. Her term ends July 1st. You know when July 1st is? In a couple of days, that's when July 1st is. The legal procedure is that the Wisconsin Election Commission votes on her successor. The three Democrats will vote for her. She's done a superb job. Even the Republican legislature, many of them said she's done a superb job. The fear is that the three Republican members of the Wisconsin Election Commission, because it's 3-3, will vote against her. Now, the theory right now that I support, you remember Fred Prehn? Dentist Fred up in Wausau. Dentist Fred wanted to make sure we had cancer in our water, didn't you, Dentist Fred? So you did everything you could to stop the DNR for studying and imposing restrictions on forever chemicals going in our water, Dentist Fred. Dentist Fred then finally stepped down, but he stayed on for 18 months after his term was up when Evers was in. And the Republican Supreme Court at that point, Janet Protasiewicz wasn't on it. That's fine. Dentist Fred can stay on until there's a successor. Well, LeMahieu in the Senate never got around to scheduling a vote on Evers' appointments. LeMahieu said, we're kind of busy. Oh, we're on vacation. This isn't right. That is a corrupt thing to do. But that was done in Wisconsin. So Dentist Fred stayed on. And we have places in Wisconsin now. We have it in our drinking water all over the place. But there are places you can only eat like one fish a month or something out of a stream. Some of it in Dane County, by the way. You think you're such environmentalists? We think we're such environmentalists in Milwaukee. It's happened in Milwaukee County, too. It's gone into Green Bay and Lake Michigan. That's what's happened. Well, the Dentist Fred thing, what if we applied it the other way? If it's a 3-3 tie, then, you know, there's a vacancy, but until it's filled, the Wisconsin Election Commission can't agree, she stays on. That is the theory. That's the theory I support. However, The law also is that if there is a vacancy, the Republican legislature gets to appoint someone for up to a year. And they may say, well, Dentist Fred was only good because he was a Republican. But Megan Wolf is not Dentist Fred, so therefore we're going to screw her and throw her over. And we and remember, who did Voss appoint to investigate the election? Gableman, for God's sake. Would he have the guts to put in Gableman to run the Wisconsin Election Commission? He'd want to, but even he might think that's a little bad PR. They will put in an election denier. Why is that important? Because if an election denier gets in there, their only objective is they never try to shut elections down. They're sneaky about it. They want to cut the voting turnout in Democratic counties by about 4%. That's what they've done in Texas. That's what they've done in Florida. That's what they've done in Georgia. And they realize that by cutting it by 4%, Republicans wins. That's all they have to do. So in Texas, they've criminalized some voting things. In Florida, they've made it very difficult and threatened people and criminalized it. Here, if the Wisconsin Election Commission voted 6-0 that during COVID, you know, nursing homes wouldn't let anybody in with ballots, so they mailed the nursing home the ballots. People filled it out and sent it in. Voss says that's fraud. Voss is not telling the truth. It wasn't fraud. It was 6-0, including the three Republicans. One of them, Spindell, who's bad news, changed at the end and he said, I wish I hadn't voted for that. But they're hanging this on Megan Schultz, the other Megan Wolf. The other one was they would have, you'd have lock boxes. You could go and drop your ballot in. Utah has them. Utah is much more Republican than our state. But these have these lock boxes where you just put your ballot in and you secure them. And she put out regulations on how to keep them secure, you know, bolt them here and have cameras and all that. The Republican Supreme Court said you can't have these lock boxes. So now they're saying, well, Megan Wolf then is bad news, bad person. They were legal. So the Republican Supreme Court said they weren't. Republican Supreme Court said that what? Utah doesn't know what it's doing? Utah, for God's sake. And so let's get rid of Megan Wolf. They want to put in a Gableman, but not a guy that looks like Bigfoot, okay? They don't want a guy that's going to lumber around embarrassing them because he's so crude about it. They're going to put in a slyer little Bigfoot, and they are going to make sure that the vote gets cut by 4%. Keep her in under the Dentist Fred exception. But if we can't, Janet Protasiewicz gets there on August 1st. And let's have the Wisconsin Supreme Court weigh in on this then. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
To achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 56. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high is around 78. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 61. Overcast. Chance for scattered storms Thursday and Friday. Upper 70s Thursday, low 80s by Friday. Once again, we should dip down to around 56 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 79.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We have a little good news. Good news in the last segment. Some very good news, actually. Joe Biden has just pushed through a $40 billion high-speed internet bill initiative. His objective is to make sure that everyone has affordable, reliable, high-speed internet. It's being compared, and I compare it, to FDR's Rural Electrification Act. Now, remember, when FDR took over as president in 1932, most people were not on the grid. Not just in rural areas, but in some urban and town areas. And not only if you have no electricity in terms of electric lights, but there are technological things, milking machines, agriculture. Everything is done by hand in a lot of areas. And he's the one that got virtually everyone on the grid. The Republicans opposed it, said it was socialism. You know, what the Republicans have got to understand, that infrastructure is not socialism. You want socialism, go to China. Infrastructure, if you leave it to individuals to build roads, you're not going to have roads. Detroit experimented with this. This was, I don't know, 20 years ago. They didn't have a lot of money, so they said, we're not going to plow the snow in the streets. You got to get your block together and pay to have it, have a commercial service do it. Well, first of all, a lot of blocks, in fact, virtually every block, you couldn't get everybody to agree or to pay for it. Secondly, what happens if you had blocks that did and blocks that didn't, and the intervening streets weren't plowed? They plowed the main arteries. But then come to find out, the mayor's block got swept, and the alderman. And basically everybody with any juice in City Hall got the snow plowed on the street. You have to have infrastructure. You can't require every block to have everybody agree and pay an equal share to basically do snow removal. Same with a lot of other things. Rural electrification. It required the federal government to push that through, and it modernized our country, made everybody wealthy. Right now, 8.5 million households and businesses are in this country right now, as I'm speaking, are in areas without the infrastructure to support high-speed internet. Small businesses there, individuals, can't get high-speed internet. There are millions more that have unreliable or spotty internet. Spotty or unreliable. Under his plan, there will be a minimum of $170 million going to every state. States that are more severely impacted by this with larger rural areas will get more. You know what the top 10 states are that are going to get the money? Alabama, California, Georgia, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, North Carolina, Texas, Virginia, in Washington. That's a mixture of red states and blue states. Why Michigan? Because in the UP. Why Alabama? Well, and Mississippi? and Missouri because you have large rural areas that are not going to get internet, or they have very unreliable or spotty internet. I was surprised to see California, but California has large rural areas. I was not surprised to see Georgia and Louisiana and Alabama or North Carolina. Texas, I was a little surprised, but that's a big state. A lot of rural areas. In Virginia, Washington must have a lot of rural areas. There's no discriminating among states. This is dependent on how much you need, and you're going to get it. This is a function, and I'm going to talk to you right now about the increase in Joe Biden's favorability. This looks very good for 2024. Since Joe Biden took over as president, January 20th, 2021, the country has added 13 million jobs, and 800,000 of them are in manufacturing since Joe took over. Now, I'm going to give you the polls on his approval. They just came out. They surprised even me because everybody badmouths Biden all the time in the Republican Party. Kevin McCarthy does. They all do. There's a lot of Putin-loving traitors in the Republican leadership that do. But here are the approval polls that just came out. Biden's approval rating has gone up to 43%. 43%. Back in May, it was 33%. This is something like 2 months. Gone up 10 points. This is almost totally a function of his increase in approval among independents. The independents now have he has a 41% approval rating. His approvals in the Democratic Party were always sky high, and they still are. His approvals in the Republican Party were always low because Trump attacks him, DeSantis attacks him, Kevin McCarthy attacks him. Everybody attacks him. People who support Putin, who would butcher Ukraine. People who defend Trump, no matter how many times he's indicted. It's the independents, and that's where you win elections. To give you a little idea, you know what Congress's approval rating is? Congress's 20%. 80% of the people in this country know how bad they are, by and large. They're really thinking of the Republican leadership. We have some very good Republicans, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, and they got thrown out by their own party, basically. We have obviously very many good Democrats. We're not getting their due. What is the reason that Biden went up so dramatically in the last couple of months? Because I'll give you a couple of reasons. Because first of all, the debt limit bill, that was masterful and seen as masterful. Everybody knew that there are a number of Republican legislators, congressmen, who want to stick a knife in the United States and have us default. And Biden, who has a minority in the House and about a one-seat majority in the Senate, pulled it off. Also, unemployment is down under 4%. It has been for a long time. The stock market is strong, and the inflation picture is improving, the best of all the developed countries, of any country in the world. Good news. I'm ending on good news. Coming to the end of the show. It's a great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, director, will be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now. 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy.